Welcome back. Let's keep this simple and useful. Since there isn't a defined lesson title or source material here, I'm going to give you a clean spoken script you can use as a versatile drum and bass production lesson inside DNB College, centered around one of the most important skills in Ableton, building a tight, energetic drum groove that actually moves. When people think drum and bass, they usually think speed first. But speed alone is not what makes it hit. What really creates that proper DNB feeling is control. It's how your kick, snare, hats, ghost hits, swing, and dynamics all work together to create momentum. That's the difference between a loop that sounds fast and a groove that feels alive. So let's build that mindset from the ground up. Start with your core pattern. In Ableton, load a drum rack or bring in your one-shot samples. Keep it focused. A solid kick, a strong snare, a closed hat, maybe an open hat, and one or two percussion sounds are enough to get something serious going. You do not need a massive kit to make a powerful groove. In fact, too many sounds usually weakens the idea. Get your kick and snare in place first. For a classic DNB foundation, the snare is doing a lot of the identity work. It wants to feel confident, present, and consistent. The kick is there to drive the groove, not just fill space. Once those two are locked, everything else starts making sense around them. Now listen carefully to the spacing between the kick and snare. This is your first what to listen for moment. Don't just ask whether the pattern is correct. Ask whether it feels like it's pulling you forward. Is there tension before the snare? Is the kick placement helping the groove lean into that backbeat? In drum and bass, forward motion is everything. Once the basic kick and snare are down, bring in hats. Keep them light at first. Closed hats can help define the grid, but they can also make the groove stiff if every hit lands with the exact same velocity and timing. So this is where you start humanizing the pattern. Not by making it messy, but by introducing intention. In Ableton's MIDI editor, adjust velocity before you start shifting timing around too much. Velocity is one of the fastest ways to make program drums feel musical. Let some hats sit lower. Let a few accents poke through. Create little waves of energy across the bar that gives the listener movement, even when the pattern itself is pretty simple. This works especially well in DNB because the tempo is already high. At that speed, small changes feel big. Tiny variations in hat level, ghost snare volume, or percussion accents can completely change the groove without cluttering the mix. That's one reason DNB drums can feel so expressive, even when the arrangement is minimal. Next, add ghost notes. These are one of the secret weapons of groove. A ghost snare or rim tucked quietly before or after the main snare can add funk, urgency, and bounce. The key word is tucked. If the ghost hit starts sounding like another main drum, it's too loud or too dominant. Here is your second what to listen for moment. As you add ghost notes, listen for whether they make the main snare feel stronger. That's the real test. If the groove gets more alive and the backbeat feels more exciting, you're on the right track. If the pattern starts feeling crowded or confusing, pull it back. A good habit in Ableton is to loop one or two bars and make very small changes one at a time. Adjust one note, lower one velocity, nudge one hit slightly off the grid, then listen again. This is how you train your ear to hear groove properly. Big changes are obvious. Small changes are where the pro-level feel comes from. Now let's talk timing. Quantization can get you clean results fast, but if everything is perfectly rigid, DNB can lose its bounce. That doesn't mean you should throw things randomly off-grid. It means you should be selective. Maybe your main snare stays locked. Maybe a hat lands slightly late. Maybe a ghost note pushes slightly early into the next hit. Those tiny timing choices create feel. Ableton gives you a few ways to explore this. You can manually move MIDI notes. You can use groove pools. Or you can extract groove from a break and apply that feel to your program drums. That's a really powerful technique, because it lets you keep the weight and clarity of one shots while borrowing the movement of a real performance or classic break. And that leads into a huge point for drum and bass production: layering program drums with breaks. If your drums feel clean but a bit lifeless, a break can give them texture, motion, and attitude. You don't always need the full break dominating the groove. Sometimes all you need is the top end, the shuffle, or the little in-between details. High pass it, shop it, reshape it, and blend it behind your main hits. Why this works in DNB is because the genre has always lived in that balance between precision and chaos. You want the punch of modern production, but you also want the restless movement that comes from breakbeat culture. Layering lets you combine both. You get impact from your one-shots and natural energy from the break. When you do this, be careful with phase and transient overlap. If the break is softening your kick or snare instead of enhancing them, Zoom in and check what's happening. Sometimes the fix is as simple as shifting the break a few milliseconds, trimming the transient, or filtering out low frequencies that are clashing with your main drums. Also, pay attention to the role of each layer. Your main snare might be handling crack and weight. Another layer might add noise. A break layer might add movement and air. When every sound has a job, the groove becomes easier to mix and much easier to trust. Now let's tighten the drum bus. Once your groove feels right, group the drums in Ableton and do a little bus processing. Keep it controlled. A touch of saturation can bring out harmonics and glue the kit together. Light compression can help shape the movement. Transient shaping can add attack or pull back overly sharp hits. But don't process just because you think you should. Process because you can hear what the groove needs. Try this mindset. If the drums already groove, your processing should support that groove, not flatten it. It's very easy to overcompress drum and bass drums and accidentally kill the bounce you worked so hard to create. One useful move is to process in stages. Shape the individual sounds first. Then do gentle bus work. Then compare before and after at matched volume. Louder often sounds better for a second, but level matched comparison tells the truth. Stay honest with your ears. Arrangement matters too. A great DNB loop is not just about sounding good in isolation. It needs to survive repetition. Let the groove evolve. Drop hats out for half a bar. Bring in an extra ghost hit at the end of a phrase. Change the break layer in the second half of the loop. Add a subtle fill before the turnaround. These little changes stop the listener from mentally tuning out. And again, because DNB moves so fast, tiny arrangement moves go a long way. You do not need dramatic changes every four bars. You just need enough variation to keep energy flowing. If you ever get stuck, strip the loop back to kick and snare and rebuild from there. That reset is powerful. It tells you whether the groove is genuinely strong, or whether you were relying on extra layers to fake excitement. A proper groove still feels good when it's simple. Here's an encouraging reminder: if your drums don't sound amazing yet, that is completely normal. Drum programming is one of those skills where your ear improves every time you loop, tweak, and compare. Stay with it. The details really do add up. And once your groove starts locking in, your whole track lifts with it. So the core exercise is this. Build a one or two bar drum and bass drum loop in Ableton using only a few sounds. Get the kick and snare right first. Add hats with velocity variation. Introduce ghost notes carefully. Experiment with slight timing changes. Then layer a break for movement. Finally, apply gentle bus processing and create small arrangement variations. As you work, keep asking yourself two things. Does this groove pull forward? And does each extra element make the main groove stronger? That's the real game. To wrap it up, strong DNB drums come from intentional choices, not just more layers, more plugins, or more complexity. Nail the foundation. Use velocity and timing to create life. Blend precision with movement. Let breaks add character. And always listen for momentum, bounce, and clarity. Now go build a loop and stay focused on feel. Even one bar can teach you a lot if you really listen. Trust your ears, make small moves, and push for that groove that makes you want to instantly reload the bar.